Just a quick editorial note. At one point in this week's show, I mentioned that the Puzzle War Alliance has an opening, but that spot was filled almost instantaneously, so I thought I would throw a quick edit in here to make sure nobody wasted their time trying to join. So now, on with the show. Clickety-clack.
Craig Bowser.
Ian sucks.
There you go. Ugh, this guy. He's the worst. Hey, Ian, did you watch a dumb reality show? No, I did not. Oh, shit. It's Wednesday, isn't it?
It is. I was just going to ask.
And there's our first beat before we even get to the title card.
How have I not... What? Oh, no.
You didn't watch Boba Fett, did you?
Not yet.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
I've no doubt. The first two were excellent. If it took a weird turn and got awful, I'd be like, oh no!
I actually had a complaint on this one, but I won't get into it because I'll let you watch it first.
All right.
It's not a big complaint. It was a very minor complaint. So.
Does it involve the color of hover bikes?
It's adjacent, yes.
Now, I did see one teeny tiny thumbnail-sized picture on the internet today that heavily suggested that this episode contains Danny Trejo.
Yes.
Yeah!
In one of the
every episode should contain Danny Trejo, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
In one of the best roles possible for Danny Trejo.
Okay, good.
When I first, I'm like, was that, who is that standing out? Is that Danny Trejo? And then, yeah, he came in and he's got a couple lines and I'm like, that's just perfect. I do like on the graphic the what if Black Bolt got the hiccups.
That made me laugh as well.
That sounds like a bad day right there.
Oh, Ian.
Yes.
I am happy to announce that Mrs. Samurai won the Fantasy Football League.
Ooh.
For the first time since she started playing in 2006, she won the league.
And wow!
And it was all thanks to the fact that she threw away a late-round draft pick on Tom Brady.
Oh.
And it absolutely kills her to say, I won, and it was all thanks to Brady.
Man, did I get to hear way too much about football this week. I was playing Diablo. And Kurt was listening to football.
Sure.
And it was like all the explanation of why the Steelers need this other team to win. And
oh, sure. There was a bunch of... And then it all came... In a very suspicious way, it all came to pass.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, that's, you know, good for all the Steelers fans. That's great, but, you know.
I guess. I mean, them losing last week or them losing this week to Kansas City, same thing. Who cares? They're not moving past the first round, but I'm glad Kurt's excited. And to Sluggo's point, I'm with you, Sluggo. Flores did not deserve to be fired. That was disappointing.
Other teams get to fire their coach. How come we don't get to fire our coach?
You just fired everybody. It can't be that frequent.
I'm not sold on.
You just fired Rivera like 5 minutes ago.
So Rivera, he was a great coach for us. It was his time. He needed to go, kind of like... You know, Andy Reid's time.
Kind of like Zimmer just needed to go?
Well,
I agree.
Andy Reid was a great coach, but his time in Philadelphia was up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that, but, you know, Matt Rhule has played, he's not as bad as Urban Meyer, but he brought in a whole bunch of his Temple guys and his Baylor guys, and there's been talk about him trying to run the team like run the locker room like a college team, and it's apparently created some friction, so... I don't know. I'm hoping.
Oh, for sure. No, you can't. It turns out you cannot make the transition from college coach to professional coach very easily.
Unless you scam the Vikings out of a dozen draft picks for Herschel Walker.
Sure. Sure. Or like Cliff Kingsbury seems like he's doing a good job. Let's start the show.
Okay, dokie.
Greetings, True Believers, and welcome to the 322nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. This is Sneaky Beat 15 and Chaos 72, Ray and Ian, the Puzzle Warrior Alliance founders.
Hello.
And this episode is chock full of extra UNC samurai.
Hello.
And yes, our compatriot, Wooly / Craig / is absent this week. But we will do our best to bring you a mid-tier quality show. let's see. So right now, it is the week of January 12th through January 19th, I believe. My math is a little sketchy, but let's just pretend like that's right. Starting right now, the crash. Is that today or tomorrow that Kate Bishop is up?
Morning.
This morning. Good old Kate Bishop. Here she comes. So, first sidebar. I have been, and I talked to Ray about this already, so I'll keep it brief-ish. I have been trying to catch up on all of the Phase 4 stuff that I've missed.
Mm.
So I watched Shang-Chi, excellent. Watched Black Widow, excellent. Watched the Hawkeye series, really excellent, at least in my opinion. Of course, that's all I can base it on, but I really loved the Hawkeye series. I mean, I will absolutely minimize the spoilers. I feel like at this point, people know Kate Bishop was in it. So I loved her casting, and I loved how she was written, and I really loved Jeremy Renner. It turns out I wasn't, you know, one way or the other on Jeremy Renner, but he is great. To see Clint so just haunted and torn up and guilt-ridden about Natasha's death, when I look in Jeremy Renner's eyes when he thinks about her, I feel really sad. And that signals to me that he's doing a great job, and that was really a well-written series. It's probably been my favorite of the television series so far. Although WandaVision and Loki are definitely, you know, top tier. Even Winter Soldier and that other dude was pretty excellent.
Yeah, they were all good. But yeah, I mean, yeah. You're right. Hawkeye was excellent. Very well done.
Hawkeye.
I was
had the ahead. Best post credit scene of anything the Marvel Studios have put out to date.
I'm trying to remember the
post-credits. Remind me after the show, because I've, like I said, it's been in the last like 2 or 3 days that I've watched all these things.
Did you watch past the end of the last episode?
Almost certainly. I feel like but I don't recall. I don't retain anything. Yes. No. Yes. No. I don't remember which was which.
I could do this all day, but anyway.
Again, I don't want to speculate, and I don't want to risk any spoilers. But as soon as the show's over, if you want, you know, I have a very pointed questions to ask you about what you're suggesting, and that will bring it all to a conclusion. So anyway, Kate Bishop, she's up. That'll be an easy win for me. She'll be able to defeat her 3-star mentor, regular Hawkeye. And then Misty Knight is up, and that will be doom for me. I don't think I have any of her best case scenario. I have a couple, but I trust the infographic better than I trust my own memory, and it says I don't have any, so I believe it.
I want to point out something here on the infographic. I backed everything up, assuming that we were going to cover everything since the last episode. I have the last five crashes on my screen, and only one of them does Craig have properly covered.
This should surprise no one.
Right. Unfortunately, that is not shocking.
And I'm sure he accidentally backed into having Misty Knight properly covered.
What? 4-4-5 is a proper covering of something?
Yeah.
What? That's awesome. My life needs more 4-4.
There's, you know, I'm not going to waste a lot of time, but basically there's some very specific breakpoints in her green and her yellow that the best case scenario for the whole thing is 4-4-5. In my opinion, I think Game Pendium's sort of along those lines too.
Hmm. Okay.
Cool. Well, those are up. So yeah, Kate starts today. Misty will be showing up on the 17th. In story events, we've got Venom Bomb happening now. You can get some Gamora shards or some Mockingbirds out of that. Starting on the 13th, Lost in Time, where you can get some Cersei shards and Spooky Juggernaut. On the 16th, Thick as Thieves spins up, and you can get some Big Wheel shards or some Icarus-ness. And PvP events that are coming up. I Spy's happening right now. Get yourself some Yellow Jacket shards or some Valkyries.
Yeah, that wrapped up this afternoon.
What's that? Oh, no, that just ended. Mm-hmm. Or, okay.
So right now, House of X is...
Right now, we've got House of X?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you can get some recently reworked Jean Grey shards or some Venoms. Starting on the 13th, Recently remarked Jean Grey with the entertainingly titled Pyre Knowledge. That's quite their pun department.
They're on fire.
At D3. It is. Oh! You can get some new character shards out of that, or some vultures. And then we've got some news, and we can bounce it back to the events pertaining to new character coming up in news. Also on the 13th, the new shield simulator, and the season will start. So we've got news and announcements. Let's cut right into the first mentioned reworking of Jean Grey, the Phoenix version. I'm going to kind of breeze by a lot of this because there's nothing overly complex, but just trying to give her a little bit of a competitive edge in the new five-star world. Let's see. Looks like From the Ashes now gives her a bigger percentage of her health back when she revives. And it's passive, so it costs nada. All right, Phoenix Force. It now costs one less green AP, and it appears to do more damage, and it scales up appropriately. Psychic Rapport. What are you up to? I should have read this beforehand. Oh, the improvement of the strike, attack, or protect tiles. It improves by a larger number, it looks like. And that's it. That's all I see. At a quick, so I'm glancing through,
yeah,
looking for changes.
They're not going to drop the cost on change this color tile to this color tile, because that was always,
right,
like, that was the one ability she had that was still in line with everything that's come,
sure,
out recently.
And then her Psychic Flames, they cost one fewer red AP and does more damage and stronger strike tile. Nice.
Yeah, for the most part, those are really minor changes, except for the
yeah,
Phoenix Force. That's a rather significant damage upgrade in there.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, she got a nice tweaking. It doesn't seem like it's going to, you know, take all that much to understand what has been different. But now, we have a brand new character. Oh, man. It comes with a built-in pun, which I don't love, but it's not its fault. So, last time we did a show, there was going to be a half-mutant. And that new half-mutant is Abigail Brand, Commander of S.W.O.R.D.
Who?
What's that?
I've looked at this character since they posted this, and I looked up her wiki, and who?
Yep, I'm with you, but I also haven't been reading comics any time in the last, 12 years, so...
I mean, for somebody we don't immediately recognize, she's got a really deep 616 backstory.
Yeah. Yep. She seems to do a lot of stuff. Apparently, she lives in some sort of space tower and manages her S.W.O.R.D. duties from the peak. Let's see what she's up to. She appears to be a purple, blue, and yellow character. Her peak performance costs 8 purple AP. Deals some damage, choose a basic tile to make it a 2-turn repeater tile that destroys 1 enemy AP in that chosen tile's color. As she scales up, that initial damage goes up, and at level 5, that is a fortified repeater tile. It also has a passive component. Once per turn, when a friendly countdown or repeater tile reaches 0, destroy 1 enemy AP in the enemy's strongest color. Her blue ability is Burn Notice. It's 6 blue AP. Let's see. For that, she creates 1 strength, 118 attack tile, and a 2-turn blue repeater tile that removes 1 enemy strike, attack, or protect tile and creates another strength, 118 attack tile. Let's see. As it scales up, they become more potent. She creates 2, and the blue... Repeater tile becomes fortified at level 5. Brand Loyalty, 5, count them, 5 yellow AP. Create a 3-turn yellow countdown tile that reduces another friendly repeater or countdown tile to 0. Up to 3 times per turn, when a friendly countdown tile or repeater tile reaches 0, Abigail Brand's team gains a burst of 353 health. Let's see, it drops down to a 2-turn repeater tile, or a 2-turn yellow countdown tile. More health, fortify that tile. Okay. So, again, looks like AP denial and enemy tile management. That's probably important.
My first impression is run her 5-5-3 with Android Jim, because his wildfire, you know, creates all those repeaters.
Right.
And you'll have a very strong AP denial, and, you know, even at just three cover, or even if it's just at three, I think that brand loyalty with all those repeater TP firing off would keep them in health enough. That's going to be a really strong tank team to get four-star players through higher SCL PvE. So I think there's a lot of potential here.
Her abilities seem really inexpensive.
Yes.
865 seems like a bargain. Let's see what she's up to and how you can have Abigail Brand, Commander of Sword, on your roster. She's got a astute Abigail Brand cover store, January 13th through the 18th. Abigail Brand Limited Vault, the 20th through the 25th. Space Crime Continuum Legendary Store. I agree. That pun department, they deserve a holiday bonus. That will give you a 15% chance of Abigail Brand, Commander of Sword, Comically Enormous Kingpin, and Jessica Jones. 25 command points, as usual. The release debut. She is available in Lost in Time as a placement reward starting tomorrow, the 13th. Her featured events will be Thick as Thieves, where she will be a progression reward. Her versus tournament, like we said earlier, she's available in Pyre Knowledge. And, sorry, it's still funny. And her very own brand recognition that will give you tokens to her astute Abigail Brand cover store. So, a wide variety of options to load up your roster with Abigail Brand, Commander of Sword. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, Ray, are you sitting down?
I am.
I have a new clue for you.
Ooh.
The four-star teaser, Mounted Relief. Mounted Relief.
Relief? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean,
some sort of Canadian Mountie? Like,
That was, sadly, that was one of the first things I thought of, but it didn't make any sense to me. Again, unless it's another member of Alpha Flight. So if it's Sasquatch, A+. Other than that, like, I was kind of in the weeds because the first thing I thought of was Aragorn, which is Valkyrie's horse, Valkyrie's Pegasi that she used to ride on.
Okay.
But I feel like Aragorn is more destined to be a support than he is to be his own character. So that would be odd if it were Aragorn in my but again, that guy riding a giant big wheel was odd in my mind. So what do I know?
So in the
Word?
In the mid to late 2000s,
I've heard of those times.
The French Foreign Legion deployed the first hold on.
Nope, I'm out. You can continue though.
They deployed the first foreign cavalry regiment to Afghanistan. Think about the timeline. Somebody born in 1981 would have been of the appropriate age to serve in the French Foreign Legion cavalry in the mid to late 2000s, and then by 2014, when he was hired by Nick Fury to hijack a ship, you know, like the ages line up. So this is 4-star Bat Rock.
Confirmed.
You just made one listener very happy.
I didn't hate it. So that's all the news I have. Do you guys have any news?
I don't think so. Although, I guess, sure. So, in listener comments, Prandiak had a local news. He labeled it local news, so I'll count it as such.
All right.
He said that he got a call on his telephone from Bellefonte, PA.
Nice.
And he thought he was getting a random call from a puzzle warrior. He excitedly picked it up, and it was recording in Spanish.
Sure.
And he said they should have just Rickrolled me.
Sorry, dude. I get that call every now and again.
I don't think any of us live in Bellefonte anymore, so.
Right.
Bellefonte.
Right. So let's.
Another thing real quick that I almost forgot about. It was brought up in Reddit, and I just thought I would share here. Shards for characters.
Yes, I've heard of those.
There's a max limit. Apparently, you cannot collect more than 9,999 of them.
Nice.
So, just in case you know, you were stockpiling your shards for some silly reason, yeah, you can't do that. 9,999. You can't hit 10,000. That's it.
Okay, that's a fair warning.
I guess. I don't know who's going to do that, but...
Yeah, but there's no way to confirm that I wouldn't try that. I mean, I was into hoarding tokens as soon as it was available. Craig has been judging me poorly for years because of that. But I think I ended up on the right side of history as far as hoarding goes.
I've been hoarding heroics and mighties because I'm waiting for Echo and right. Doc Ock to finally rotate in, which Echo definitely is tomorrow. Doc Ock should be. I have 533 heroic tokens and just over 300 mighty tokens.
Wow.
Not waiting to break that hoard tomorrow.
Are you going to quickly open all, fast forward, and just let it go?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to abuse that open 50.
Is there an open all button?
There's an open 50.
Yeah. That's for sure.
The biggest thing was they added the quick open 50 for heroics like a month or two ago, and that is...
I know. That was awesome.
Literally the best quality of life improvement since Champ Heroes.
Oh, no. The thing where you can sort by star level? Mm.
Okay, no.
That was choice.
Yeah, okay, the sorting function. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
There's been a lot of improvements. However, I do think we need to talk about the... I don't know if you guys noticed. I'm assuming you did. That there were a few days where everything was just slow as molasses. You'd make a match, and then it would be like a second before it would actually register and do the damage and AP bonuses.
Yeah, the switch delay bug, and they had to fix it. They managed to fix it on a daily data push as opposed to having to wait till and do an actual update.
Thankfully. Yeah, I was very happy about that because, that was annoying.
Huge shout out to whoever at D3 or Demiurge was able to get that into a daily push because that started happening and the Reddit queue got flooded and the chat got flooded and my line chat got flooded. I'm just like, yeah, guys, it's a thing. We know.
Everyone knows. We quickly.
I feel bad for their customer support people.
Ha! Huh. Aestheticist says it wasn't very noticeable on Steam. Okay.
I was going to say, I also didn't notice it. Thanks! But I just assumed that I don't play enough to notice that sort of thing.
At first, I thought, because normally I play, like, first thing in the morning, like, to help me wake up. And at first I'm like, am I still sleepy? Like, it just seems very slow. Maybe I'm just not awake yet. And then eventually I'm like, no, this game has slowed down significantly. But yeah, they got the fix out fairly quick. It was only like a couple days, I think. Maybe even a day and a half, maybe. But
yeah,
it was good. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay, great. So the top three is on hiatus this week. So let me get straight to the trivia. What are the chances that... A couple weeks ago, I asked about the name of Darcy's intern.
Yes,
from the Dark World.
Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
To me as well, because the answer is, of course, Ian. And this question was a pure vanity.
Nice.
This week, however, back in the Spider-Man's Far From Home days, there was a situation where Tony Stark's augmented reality security and defense system. Named Edith, was strapped onto Peter Parker's face. I would like to know more about what Edith stood for. Edith is an acronym, by the way, and it stands for something. I would love it if you would tell me that.
Of course it does.
And by love it, I mean, if you want to tell me, that's cool. If not, that's cool, too. I'll tell you the answer next week.
Nice.
Where did he keep that?
The question, again, of course, is EDITH, the Augmented Reality and Security Defense System from Far From Home. What does that stand for?
So before he gave it to Peter Parker, where did he keep it for safekeeping?
Oh.
Did he keep it in his Edith bunker?
Going crazy tonight.
Recently fired from the pun department, UNC Samurai. That was good. I didn't enjoy it, but it was good. Like, that took work. Good on you, dude. I was impressed. So that's what I got. Let's see what Willie Lumpkins got.
Sure. And I'll start by quoting another person who was actually on the show when UNC Samurai posted, and before he knew that he was going to be on the show this week, in lieu of South Carolina coach getting a mayo bath for winning Duke's Mayo Bowl, I propose top three condiments you would be willing to get poured over your head. I'm just going to nix that. Like, top three condiments? Like, how many condiments are there? Like,
oh, there's lots.
Are there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just an American. You're only aware of two.
Yes. Three.
Oh, all right. I guess some people do like mustard.
In any case, yeah, I don't know. You can throw that on the list. Yeah.
You know, we'll see. I'm not opposed to it.
Ian does like suggestions for the top three, I think. So.
Oh, man. I love all sorts of... The listener interactivity is by far the best part of this show. It is not the content that we bring to it. It is not our awesome puns. It is the fact that we get to interact with the Marvel Puzzle Quest community. That is, at this point, that's like my sole motivator for this show. That's the core. Everything else is built around that.
It really is.
So, yeah. So if anybody ever wants to be like, hey, you know what would improve the show for me? What about this? Shoot me a message. Shoot Ray a message. Just shoot me a Ray message. Shoot Samurai a message. I don't know how to message Samurai.
I mean, but, I'm always in Discord. You can always leave me a message there.
Unless you want some loud, unnecessary backlash, send it to someone other than Craig.
If you like backlash, feel free.
I was going to say, if you want to get into an all caps emailing fight.
his email is on the website. So, you know, puzzlewarriors3.com. Yeah. I think it's just woolly1@puzzlewarriors3.com. I think so. some follow-up to this conversation, though. Sluggo posted in Discord, I'm helping from Simpsons. And that reminded me, though, Sluggo, I got to give him another shout-out. Again, the puzzles, I forget what the event is called, but the fact that Sluggo every time puts together a Reddit thread of ways to beat the puzzles, I love it.
Oh, yeah,
it was
super helpful, because this one is... The puzzle gauntlet was really hard this time.
It was really hard.
And I was like, what should I do? And I looked at Sluggo's thread, and his thread said, do you have silk? And I said, no. He said, give up. I said, okay, I can do that.
That one node is the worst. I
don't know. I think they both are. Like, getting a fortified tile in all the corners?
Oh, that was when I managed, because all I had to do was sit back and let those two do it for me.
They refused for me, so.
Oh, I did. I grabbed Storm, and I was like, just keep throwing out attack tiles, and eventually Prowler and his sidekick will fortify the corners. It was the other one that was killing me.
I lost count after about 24 of the number of times I had to play that Silk Node. And, sure. And then a couple times I tried Karnak, because somebody else recommended it the previous time, and no, that don't work. The only way you can do that is Silk. Hopefully it'll be at least another 6 months before we see that iteration again.
Right. So eventually I will get back to listener comments, I promise. But in the meantime, I also wanted to throw this out there, that I am going to be emailing the patrons who support the show and sponsor segments, because we've had an overhaul as to who qualifies for that and who is... has left, and new people, and so I'm going to be we're probably going to have to redo all that, just a heads up to those of you that it affects. And also, if you are looking for an alliance, I completely forgot to mention this during the news segment, but Puzzle Warriors is actually going to be having an opening soon, so you message me, Discord, send an email, however you'd like. We will be having an opening, and pretty much first come, first serve here. If the only requirements is play every day, and that's, you know, we know that life takes priority sometimes. So, you know, it's not like play every day. If you miss a day, you're out. It's just...
Right, but if you miss 13 in a row, then we'll have to email you and be like, hey, what's up? Are you okay?
Right, exactly. So,
And, you know, we also encourage you to try... Sorry, when you first started telling the story, I was like... Puzzle Warriors is going to have an opening? Are you going to replace me? Is it my birthday already? But then I was like, oh, our alliance.
They tried shutting you off to a different alliance, and that didn't take.
No, I missed you guys. I was so sad. I died a little bit inside, I won't lie. I try to be, you know, misanthrope like Craig, but it never works out.
All right, back to listener comments. Norman B. on the Reddit said, I object strenuously to being called a stalker. My legal team will be in touch. So, I don't remember. Was that you or Craig?
It was always Craig if it's something wrong. Even if it's my fault. Let's take this opportunity to blame Craig.
Considering that he lives here in town with me and I still haven't met him, I don't think Stalker really... Yeah, that's right. It's a bit much. Moving on to Perondiac. He has a top three suggestions, two of them actually, movie plot twists, spoiler alerts. So, well, you know, we might have to do like a spoiler alert in advance to our movie plot twists. I don't know. The other one is movie villains, which we've kind of done. We've kind of touched on a little bit.
What, for top three movie villains?
Right. We did like top three.
That's good, but that's broad.
Right, exactly.
I mean, we could spend a full show throwing that back and forth. But I like that train of thought. You're heading in the right direction.
And also, he said, Mobile, Alabama, pronounced Mobile. Just in case anyone is wondering how dumb pronunciations get here in the South, there is also a Cairo, Georgia, pronounced Cairo.
Like the syrup?
Apparently.
Okay.
It's spelled Cairo, you know, like Egypt, but Cairo. That's okay.
So to the previous one, I guess there, I'm going to, after the show, I'll give you a call on my mobile phone.
So the worst of these, just east of Louisville, Kentucky, is a small town named after the famous French palace. They call
Versailles?
It Versailles, Kentucky.
Nice.
Louisville, whatever.
So we've got several here in Pennsylvania too, like Dubois, which is Dubois, if
you're a normal person. Yeah. We also have the town of Bethlehem, PA, which 100% of the residents call Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, yeah.
Because that extra syllable. That's exhausting. I don't have that kind of time.
There's also...
I can't say Kentucky Fried Chicken. I gotta say KFC.
The worst one that I have encountered in Pennsylvania since moving here is there's a town. It's MCELHATTAN. So it looks like McElhattan. They pronounce it McElhat. And I lose my mind. Anyway. So
in honor of Craig, Kansas, Arkansas, something, something, wine, wine, wine.
There you go.
All right.
That's all we got. We're going to end it on mispronounced town names. I can't even talk now.
Nice.
It's all screwed me up. In any case, hey, thanks, Lumpy.
All right. It's time to boost it up. You ready, Samurai?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want
to... pump... you up.
Look at all those claps. There were so many.
You probably shouldn't say that. The last time there were comments about there being so many claps, I actually added a couple dozen claps.
Nice. This time I heard Samurai's claps.
Is that where that came from?
But, all right. I'll leave the man of the hour to steer you through his very own infographic. It'll give it twice the power.
All right. So let's start at the three tier. Daredevil. He's got a thing they call radar sense. He's got a wave in the air that's going to deal more damage. His billy club, you know, it's going to stun people, but it's not really going to change. And then his red ambush, the boot to the head has so much damage, there will be plenty left over for Denny and the Whip.
Boot to the head.
Rocket and Groot. I am Groot's healing is boosted so that it stays in line with his boosted health. That'll still work really well and, you know, destroy all the team-up tiles in the process. His Blammo is going to deal more damage per tile destroyed. And then they've got a plan for some bigger strike tiles when that countdown moves off. She-Hulk. You don't need Preston Garvey to tell you that her settlement needs help, but it will buff the specials that she steals for more, you know, increase the strength of them. Furious Charge. It's not going to change, but it doesn't matter because that power never works for you as a player. The AI, every time she fires it, she kills the exact AP pool you need. But you? No, he's going to take away Gambit's blue or Thor's purple. And then Power of Attorney is going to deal more AoE as she destroys a table like it's 1998 and she's the Undertaker throwing mankind off Hell in a Cell, plummeting 16 feet through an announcer's table.
That's a sweet match. Sweet, sweet match.
But then we get Lazy Storm. Lightning crashes, and a new mother cries, because its power doesn't really change all that much. Mistress of the Elements will actually deal significant more damage as she's taking away all the team-up tiles. And then her Hailstorm is going to throw out some nice big attack tiles. Finally, we've got Lazy Thor, Mjolnir's might will be mightier with more damage. His yellow? Yeah, that's all right, because Thor's doing fine. Thunderstrike deals more damage. And Call the Storm, more damage, more AoE. That guy's straightforward. Y'all know how it works.
Right.
Into the four-star
tier.
Wait,
I'm cutting in real quick.
Okay,
your explanation reminded me why she was useful in the Puzzle Gauntlet, where they fortified four corners.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as a team-up tile dropped in one of the four corners to totally hose you, she can get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you That's have it. Yellow, like, I could not get AP, but...
Oh, sorry, dude.
Yeah. Good point.
All right, continue. I apologize.
Well, we're at the four-star tier, and it's that guy that you guys always forget, because nowadays everybody want to match. Like, they got abilities to play, but nothing fires off, and they move the gems just to put the AI passive. So Puzzle Warriors act like they got about made. His hunger is going to beef up those strike tiles. His bloodlust is going to deal more damage to random people when he gets enough red AP. A little more on that later. Tools of the Trade, his green AoE is going to get buffed up, and if you have enough red AP, that self-heal is going to be a little bit stronger. His supernatural sense isn't going to matter. It's all changing color tiles, so no changes there. Let's see. Oh, yeah, she's going to turn you off. She's got really lame powers. Beg for a rework, please, through the courtesy of the Electra Company. Her double-double cross is going to create some large strike tiles when she steals them. Her Shadow Step, those trap tiles, gonna deal more damage when you throw out Electra, the AI is gonna instantly match black and take away all your trap tiles. But when you're fighting her 1v1, she's gonna suddenly fall into like 15 black and throw those Shadow Steps out, and you know, life is pain.
Huh, it's never been that bad for me. It's never, I mean, I get what you're saying, but.
She did that to me once, but it just completely ruined a crash for me. But,
right, sticks with you.
Yeah. And then, of course, her Valley of Death, it's going to deal more damage every turn. Mantis, spelled backwards, is Sitnam. So you are afraid. Her countdown, if it expires and whoever it hits is already stunned, it deals damage. It's going to deal a ton more. Oversharing. Bigger burst of health to an ally when she gives away a special tile, and sleep. Great spell for low-level wizards. Wish she had a version of it, because this thing is just, ugh. She's got a repeater that stuns the enemy and then heals them for more, but she deals more damage if it's matched. But, of course, the chances of you being able to match, like, when you fire it off, you're going to have two green matches you can make, and she's going to find that one green tile. It is not in either of those moves, and she's going to throw the repeater out there, and you're just going to have to start all over.
That's a true story.
Rai Will I Ams. Riri, ooh, he is just, she got reworked, and she is just top tier 4-star. Her magnetic repulsors are going to do a whole lot more damage when she sucks everything to the center of the board and drops her red charge tiles. Her remote control gauntlets are just going to deal insane amounts of damage. And then Selfless Intervention. I'm not a huge fan of it because she ends up staying airborne more often than not for me just because the other team has special tiles out. But it's still going to deal more damage, so even with that, she's going to be awesome. War Machine. Rhodey's Aerial Assault. The countdowns are going to deal more damage, and the attack tiles that randomly drop while the countdowns are active, they're going to be bigger. Heat Signature, he's going to deal more damage when he goes looking for invisible people. And the Gatling Gun countdowns are going to deal more damage, but let's be honest. We've seen Kamehameha waves that fire off before his Gatling finishes spinning up. Let's see. We've got the 5-star tier. We've got Archangel. His angle of attack is going to deal some more damage, and the passives are going to deal more every turn to airborne enemies, which is really useful for that one node when Vulture goes airborne and you can't get him down. Enemy down is going to deal more damage, and Aerial Superiority's countdown tiles are going to deal more damage. Blackagar Boltagon. He's gonna whisper for some more damage, and as he knocks out those two tiles, and of course you've got a metric butt ton of AP, he's going to deal a whole lot of damage when he knocks the board over. His energy channeling is going to deal more damage every turn if you have enough charge tiles on the board. be really nice if somebody else on the boosted list has charge tiles, but he is the only one, so not really a lot to pair him with in this, but I'm getting ahead of myself. The recently deworked Captain Marvel, her Mean Right Hook, the repeater's going to do more damage, and it's going to make bigger strike tiles. Her Event Horizon doesn't change. Her Photonic Rush is going to deal more damage when destroying a row, except for special tiles, because we can't have nice things. And got your six. When the ally lands, it heals them for more and deals the enemy more damage. And finally, recently rotated out of latest Ultron, his Hive Mind is going to create stronger special tiles when they start to duplicate, and the buff they give them is going to be significantly stronger. Gravitational Force, that's a stun, so no changes there. And then the energy beams are going to deal more damage, and the strike tiles are going to be beefier. So, the 3-star list is decent. The 4-star list has a couple gems. 5-star list, look, don't expect much impact on the 5-star PvP meta this week. There are going to be some people that try and run Black Bolt. You're probably going to see some folks, you know, run Archangel, maybe run Ultron. I'd be surprised if people run Captain Marvel at all. But you're going to see a lot of them just sort of scattered in as you're climbing. But once you get to the top, it's just going to be the same meta as it's been for the last month or so. In the 4 to 5 star transition tier, 4-star Blade being boosted this week is perfect for Phoenix making her dressed up debut, both for her PvP and just for in general this week. She fires her purple, creates a whole bunch of red. Her red can create strike tiles, and having red AP and having red tiles on the board are both really good for his hunger and his bloodlust and for triggering his other abilities. So there's very little cover overlap there, because let's be honest, if you're having to fire her green as an active power, you've already lost. Quit the match and start over. So I think those two will pair well. And lastly, Lost in Time, as Ian said, we're getting ready to start that. The 4-star essential in that is Mockingbird. So if you can always reunite her with Riri, and you can relive all your nightmares from Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. So that's what we're looking at here. So listen to me now, believe me later. That's what's boosted. Brought to you by Mystify.
So earlier, Chipman was asking about Ironheart getting rebalanced. Am I right when I told him that it was like minutes after she was released?
I think it was like a year after.
What? I thought it was just a couple months, but it could be. I don't know. She came out and she was not good. And yeah, then she came back and she was the best.
My perception of this game gets skewed in between about late 2016 and
that's fair.
Like a month ago.
Yeah.
Ditto, except back it up to like 2015.
I'm right there with you guys. I couldn't tell you. If it weren't for the actual countdown in the game, I have no idea how long I've been playing this game.
Like, I vaguely remember I finished maxing out all my 3 stars about the time Age of Ultron came out, and I remember my great family road trip westward where I was listening to you guys in the middle of absolutely nowhere Wyoming while I was like trying to get covers for Wasp and Luke Cage because their boards had just come out. And then after that, it's just sort of a blur. Like I vaguely remember at some point that I think early 2017 was when I champed Logan like a month before D3 kneecapped him, and I'm still mad about the 720 CP I spent on that. But after that, it really is a blur. I want to say she was introduced in 2017, reworked early 2018. Again, I'm just going purely off the top of my head from my vague calendar recollection. But yeah, she probably spent a few months in No Man's Land before they went, we know how to fix her.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. She got the royal treatment. She got the Iron Man 40 style treatment.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Let's see if we can't head over to team up time.
Okie doke.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Yes. Nailed it.
So this week, and again, if you do have any suggestions for team-up time to keep the segment going, feel free to send them in. Actually, don't just feel free, like, work on it. this week, I'm throwing this out here as a way to defeat the old meta. So for a very long time, and actually still today, if you're pushing your way, if you're in five-star land and you're pushing in simulator, you will constantly run into Okoye and Immortal Hawk. I don't care who the third person is. The combination of Immortal Hawk doing damage to the entire enemy team every round, and then Okoye boosting that damage, it's devastating, and it doesn't take, like, even the AI can do it. So it's a really good defensive team. However, my team up this week is probably what I have seen the best way to counter Okoye and Immortal Hawk. Now, it does require a five-star team, but Wanda being your first, and her main role is to reduce damage. I mean, she's really good at that. However, throw on top of Wanda, Electro. Electro's yellow power, when an enemy power would deal damage to the entire team, reduce that damage and generate 5 yellow AP. Now, her yellow, if you're generating all that yellow AP, that's actually enough to fire off her yellow power. But all that really does is create a strike tile at the bottom of the board. And while that's nice, you really want a big yellow power user. So your third, throw in Apocalypse, because he is the master of doing damage to the other team. So his shared strength at only 7 yellow, which then gets fed by Electro's passive yellow. Yeah, you can get that going really quickly with Immortal Hulk, because he's constantly doing damage to your entire team. I tried this out, and it works really well. Immortal Hulk's damage was kept so low that I didn't even notice. Like, several times I just saw that he did, like, 1 point of damage to my teammates. And, then I got Apocalypse fired up. And if you can, I think you still want to take out Okoye first, no matter what, because her boosting his damage can get dangerous even with the damage reduction you have. But you want to take her out. You definitely don't want to aim at Immortal Hawk, because he'll just come back. So take Okoye out, probably the other person, and then you can worry about Immortal Hawk. So there you go. It's an anti-meta team that I actually read. I got this from a thread on Reddit. I don't remember who it was. Sorry for not giving you credit. But it's a pretty decent team. After I tried it out, I definitely would recommend it. Wanda, I have at a 4-4-5. Electro at a 3-5-5, although I'm not certain about that. All I know for sure is you want to get 5 in her yellow. And then Apocalypse, I also have at a 3-5-5. The Fortune Fire is pretty good, but it's really just used to boost all of his other stuff. So in any case, that's your team up this week. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify.
I feel like I've run into that team on Shield Simulator when I was grinding for my 2000. So, I mean, it's out there. I that's the one 5-star that's not in latest that I don't have champed. I haven't spent a lot of time playing with Electro. Hopefully that'll change, because Doc Ock is her feeder, and if he goes into tokens tomorrow, everyone's going to make a push for her. So, yeah, that sounds like an interesting team. If I can get her champed, I will definitely try that out.
All right. Let's go to the opening a legendary token segment and see what I can get out of this latest Legends token. It turns out, hey, I need a Scorpion. It's Scorpion. Acid Spray.
I like Scorpion.
As do I. Let's see how much I like him. Wow, more than I thought. I apparently 313 like him.
Mm.
Good for me. All right, you guys can talk amongst yourselves, coffee talk style.
Well, I'm only doing one, so.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, do it, Doug.
I mean, it's just a bad time to be opening legendary tokens. For multiple reasons. One, Echo isn't in there yet, so you can't get shards. And two, I have actually champed. I got Ultron and Gamora champed, so Ultron shifted out. I still got Gamora in there fully champed. I really don't think I need more covers for her. So I think I'm going to hold off until the next one gets in there.
Well, yeah, because then it'll be Big Wheel, Cersei, and Abigail, and that'll be the strongest, latest environment we've had in months. Yeah.
So,
that makes sense. Yeah, so I don't remember why. Oh, it was probably because it was over the holiday season and double ISO and lots of activities. Long story longer. I, for whatever reason, was playing with my 2-1-0 Shang-Chi.
Right.
Whew, that kid is dynamite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Way too much. Level 255, 2-1-0 is doing way too much damage. Way too much damage. I didn't, again, but I'm a 4-star player, so when I see 5-star match damage just to begin with, I'm like, woohoo. But Shang-Chi's too good. He's awesome.
I don't know about too good.
Very good?
I don't want him to get nerfed.
He's not a game breaker as far as I know, but he's just awesome.
I don't think he's a game breaker. I don't think he's too good that he deserves a nerf because, unlike Gambit, unlike Logan back in the day, he's exceptional on offense. He does not. He's easily beatable on defense. You can climb fast, but you can also get hit fast. And you know that was three or four years ago now. That was the meta with Thor and Okoye, and it was a perfectly fine meta, you know, to be offensively favored, and that way everyone got more points, because if everyone's playing more and they're fighting more, that means there's more points in the aggregate, and, you know, everybody wins that way. So I doubt that we're going to see changes to him. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, like you said.
I would be upset if we're wrong.
I'm just saying, yeah. I had a real good time.
Yeah.
I have a follow-up 5-star question for the both of you.
Okay.
My favorite at 5-star at the moment is Okoye, because I only have her at a 2-0-0. But I do have 500 shards here. Could you remind me what ability it is of hers that is good that I want to put those 500 shards into immediately?
Well, you've already got 2 black, right?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one where she just shows up and makes everybody a million times better.
And so you've just got black. You don't have yellow or red.
Correct.
Yellow, then red.
Okay.
I couldn't remember them, and I've already clicked my token.
Restores health for each team-up tile on the board?
Yeah.
Then converts basic tiles to team-up tiles?
Mm-hmm. That's, okay. That's her. Those are the two abilities that Okoye does. Her
strength is in her black-yellow.
The red line structure is really good in cases, too, but your bread and butter is healing and creating team-up tiles.
Cool. You want her up front taking damage because she true heals, and with the true heal, she puts out team-up tiles with that, which then generates, damage from everybody. So, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, since we haven't updated anything, thanks as always to this guy.
This guy. We didn't finish yet, though.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
Did you not open anything?
No. We got sidetracked.
We'll open something, dude.
It is a 4-star. It is Red Guardian. I forgot he was in the game.
He was in that movie that I just watched. It was good.
Yeah, he didn't ruin it.
No, I am not a David Harbour fan, but he was A-okay in that film.
He's way better in the movie than he is in the game.
You open to something, Samurai?
Yep, here we go. It's
you
yellow.
Guys both didn't order it? Man, where was I? I blacked out for a long time in that segment.
I don't know.
Come on, D3, let me come to stand. I got Gwenpool plot armor.
My least favorite character with the least favorite ability. That's a gem.
Mystify.
Yeah, also this guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Samurai, what's on the podcast network?
So it is my hope that at some point we have a sequel to Wings on Wings, where we have wrestling villains dress in drag and discuss their profession.
Not heels on heels.
Yeah. And then after that, we're going to follow up with Wings and go to an abbey and drink some beer while we discuss detective shows with the monastery. It's going to be called Monks with Monks.
Boo.
any chance you'd be willing to tell our listeners what is the name of this podcast network?
It's the soon-to-be-named network. Soon-to-be-named podcasts, soon-to-be-named network.com. If they used to be soon-to-be-named network.tumblr.com, I don't know if it redirects or not.
I think that still takes you there. I don't know. I haven't checked. Okay.
Yeah, why risk it? Let's just go to soon-to-be-named network@soon-to-be-named network.com.
I hear it's the Lamborghini of podcast
networks. Vroom, vroom.
You're listening to the Soon to Be Named Network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
That was a throwback. I like that. All right. Anything else before we conclude this episode?
I think that's enough.
Yeah. Excellent.
We've done enough damage for 1 week.
So, yeah. Thanks, everybody. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on anywhere that you can stream a podcast. Ray is, and our production team is incredibly diligent when it comes to those sorts of things. And if you like the show, I promise you, in post, it is just as entertaining as it is live, but cleaned up with a bunch of beautiful effects. So don't cheat yourself out of listening to the show outside of Discord. Also, if you have any comments, this is back to the listener interactivity that we spoke of earlier. If you have any comments that you want to send to Ray, if you have any suggestions for any of our segments, if you have suggestions for new segments, if there is some way that we could better serve you, the community, let us know. And if it's reasonable, we will certainly try our best. We sell some stuff on Cafe Press. I think there's an Amazon banner on our homepage.
Yep. Keep us in mind when you go to Amazon to pre-order your copy of Monsters of the Multiverse or whatever they're calling that new 5e book.
Oh, see, there you go. Go buy that. But use the banner first. Don't give it to a charity like, I don't know, what sort of hardworking nonprofits Amazon teams up with. Give to us.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's money better spent than sending Craig a Natalie Portman cameo, but...
I don't think there is money better than that.
I don't know if she's on cameo. I have no idea.
I can't imagine. That's... But hey, it's a possibility. And as Ray said, we'll be reaching out to all of our patrons who support us on Patreon. And if you would like to do that, go to patreon.com and look up the Puzzle Warriors 3 podcast. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, the ghost of Elvis is still living in Craig's den. goodbye, friends.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.